WJQM, DeForest Madison.
It's the start of us waking up, come on.
Every morning, Krista and the Morning Rush.
Let's go.
Well, Jason never really, he just chased the entire time.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
He never actually like really caught people and, you know, never saw him catching people and killing. It was just.
He just chased
always
women.
On the hunt.
Look at Shady, the murder expert.
That's right.
Criminal Minds. It's a good show.
Oh, I love that show.
This is 93.1 Jams.
Yeah.
Good morning.
How's it going? We are Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. I have to throw it out right now.
Why?
Shady,
do
let me see these
Don't
sandals.
Okay, so.
Sandals and socks, ladies.
Yep, you can,
Aaron,
you can
I apologize if somehow I fling
okay,
something at you
be...
by putting my foot up here.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
See,
all right.
There we go. Okay.
Shady, you gotta do a big swing when you
If you look, I'll take a picture. I'll put them on Facebook, and I'll put up a poll. I'm going to put up a poll on Facebook this morning, Krista.
Girls.
Socks and sandals, yes or no?
No.
Okay, let me tell you what
no.
I'm seeing
Jordans,
right now.
Though.
Okay,
That's
I'm looking at socks that are Toucan Sam.
That's right.
And then I'm looking at white flip-flops
That's right.
with an Air Jordan symbol on them.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm proud that you're wearing jeans instead of sweatpants
today. I'm wearing jeans. It's an improvement.
Is
so,
it?
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look great today, by the way.
Thank you.
That's a very nice blouse you're wearing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got this at the all-time favorite St. Finney store.
Oh, love it.
Oh I know,
gosh,
right?
I
get really good,
I love Saint
Halloween
Fitty.
Costumes, by the way.
Saint Fitty?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we're going Halloween shopping tomorrow for our costumes.
Oh, and it's going to be so much fun.
Are you excited?
I mean, Shady's got his. He's going as a little plump.
You know, I've decided I think I'm going to change it up.
Okay.
Are you? Are you? Okay.
I was talking to a lady friend of mine last night, and I think I'm going to change it up.
I think you should.
Yeah. Trying to remember what it was. As soon as I remember, I'll tell you guys.
Oh, that's fine.
It was really
you're high, probably, when you're discussing that.
I'm just kidding.
I plead
the fifth.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're
he
doing.
He was.
Well, you know. What's up?
I did finally receive my Jane Fonda workout costume.
And you didn't wear it?
Okay, I forgot to bring
why
it.
Why did you not wear it?
I know. I opened the package last night. I've had it for 2 days. I have yet to actually try it on. But the thing does have the backside as a thong. I'm like, come on.
Krista.
I can't wear that.
Krista, all I've ever wanted is to see you in leg warmers.
I came with
I mean,
leg
all I have now is wonderful. Photoshop pictures.
You're all
You know, I just, you know.
So it says, let's get physical on it. And it's
okay.
A baby
physical,
blue. Yeah.
That's right.
Jane Fonda workout outfit. Yeah, but thong.
Embrace
you can
your
wear
booty,
leggings.
Girl.
Just wear leggings.
Yeah,
yeah
I got to. No, I don't want to wear anything. I just want to.
Embrace your booty.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Embrace the booty.
If I'm wearing that on Freak Fest, I'm going to freeze my ass
cheeks
off.
Yeah, you will. Oh, that's my God. It's going to be so cold at Freak Fest. It's always cold at Freak Fest.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We're super stoked about that, by the way. That is happening on Saturday. We're going to own that sucker.
Yes, we are.
We're getting tickets away this
Absolutely.
Hour?
Absolutely. Beginning away
today.
Freak Fest tickets. Also, we'll be giving away tickets to go see Gucci Mane, Carnage, and Smoke Perp in Milwaukee. Also, we got some tickets to our Pumpkin Spice event where you get to hang out with us, Carver Pumpkin, and get a group reading from Madison Medium, which will be a good time as
Of course. Coffee and Donuts from TNT Catering are going to be there as well. It's going to be an incredible event Halloween morning. So if you and your significant other want something to do, listen at 6:40 because we're going to be giving away spots on that.
And it's all about the boobies this month.
Yes, today is the Pink Power Hour and the 9 o'clock hour, Breast Cancer Awareness. Super excited. I'm wearing my bracelets.
Oh, look at that. Nice job. I see you. Do you have your pink hat somewhere in the
I do have my pink
building?
Hat. Yeah,
it's in the
here.
Building?
It's, okay. It is in the building.
Well, in honor of that, I'll spend the entire day thinking about boobs.
That's right.
Is there any other day that you don't?
Is there any other way to spend the day?
I sometimes think about food.
Oh, very good.
Food and boobs. It's a win-win situation.
That's how we roll here.
Right.
That's how we roll. Yeah, I'm super excited. Get ready. It's going to be a good time, especially because it's helping women and men as well that are affected by breast cancer. And we're talking to survivors and people that make a difference. So Julie Lombardo, she will be in the house. She is the CEO of Capital Physical Therapy. And then we also have Debbie Offerdahl, who is the owner of the Ultimate Veritas Spa and Salon in Monona. She has an amazing place called the Secret Garden where she does wigs, and it's just amazing. Her wigs are outstanding. So if you're in a need of one because you have lost your hair due to chemo, this is your girl. This is your girl. So get ready because Tough Love is Siri. She is coming up. Before we do this, what did you guys do yesterday? Anything spectacular?
Ooh, went to the gym, hung out with Ethan.
Very good.
Yep. I finally decided I like wearing exercise pants rather than shorts.
That's right.
I hate shorts.
Who likes shorts?
Yeah, things. Yeah, they dingle and dangle. You don't wear shorts.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Also, well, I got pasty, also my pasty thighs.
You wear those compression briefs.
Oh, you can wear
those compression briefs in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. Keeps everything nice
super
and snug.
Comfy.
So you worked out with your boy.
Yep. Beyond that, I was just texting Rachel a lot. I don't know who that is.
You
don't. You have no idea. Like you set us up.
So I had an interesting afternoon yesterday, Chris.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you about this.
Yeah.
I didn't tell
Let's
you.
Hear
so
this.
I was gonna meet my dad for his birthday lunch at 4 o'clock over on the west side now, and it's really sweet, and I know he's listening right now. So
yeah.
I was on the way to the west side, and I ended up, he's like, let's go get steak on the west side by Westtown Mall. I was like, oh, cool, Longhorn Steakhouse.
Why not? Yeah.
So I met there, and then I got a text at 4:05. He's like, I'm in the parking lot. I'm like, where exactly?
Oh, no.
He's like, yeah, you know, Texas Roadhouse.
Oh!
You mean over on the east side? And it was like 4 o'clock. So I got to sit in the Beltline rush hour traffic between 4 and 5 yesterday. And I just want to let everybody know who sits in that traffic every afternoon. I am so sorry that you have to deal with that. And they need to, like, I don't know, build like a plane or
a
bus or something that goes above the Beltline. Like, oh my goodness.
I don't know. Maybe one of these decades someone will get around to actually fixing our horrible transportation system in this town. But not today.
We'll see.
Boy.
Not today.
We'll see. I just want to let you know, yesterday, Bucky Badger was out, of course, on the university, hanging out as students voted early, which is super awesome for the general election. So that was pretty cool to see these UW students doing their thing and doing what they can. Yeah. So we love Bucky Badger.
Yes, mm-hmm. We do.
Get registered now. Go vote.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, get ready, because Tough Love is here. She is coming up with Chris in the Morning Rush. It's Tuesday, yay, on 931 Jams.
You're in her world now.
I know you need help. But you're more likely to get my me heels up your ass.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
I only got one eye. Don't claw the other one
She's
out.
She's been pretty violent.
That reminds me of a fun fact that I got told by our traffic guy, JFK, yesterday.
Yeah.
We have a pet turkey outside. I don't know if you have heard of our pet turkey outside.
Yeah.
Our pet turkey, Jivus,
walks
Jivus. Around outside. He is about, I would say he's at least 10 to 20 pounds. Anyway, JFK told me that turkeys have really sharp, like claw talons.
Dude,
I did not know
dude,
that.
Dude, birds will mess you up.
So like Siri and turkeys have something in common, I guess.
Mess you up.
Yeah.
Claw your face off.
Well, the turkey should probably start hiding now.
You would
Jivus.
Think.
No, I'm going to get a leash and a sweater for Jivus for Christmas. It's going to be wonderful.
Oh my gosh. We'll get a picture with him.
We'll be walking a turkey around here in no time.
Oh my God. That'd be hilarious.
Jivus.
All right. Let's get a can we get our Christmas photo with Jivus?
Anyway,
Siri wants to answer questions.
That's just me.
I enjoyed that, actually.
You're welcome.
I'm going to keep doing that. 3210931. Ask a question to Miss Siri. We have our text line at 30734. We have Instagram, 931jams.
You can also hit us up on Snapchat, jams931, on our Twitter, of course, Facebook, and online at madtownjams.com.
Okay, here we go. We have a question over Facebook from our girl Rose. Siri, what should I do about my neighbors? They're always having sex, and I can hear everything. Oh, I've been through this before. Let's hear.
I guess your paper-thin walls don't do much good against the sound of a righteous banging. That's too bad, because there is nothing more distracting than the sound of two people going at it, making sounds like a walrus trying out for American Idol. Honestly, I'm very conflicted on this question. On the one hand, it sounds like they have a healthy relationship to be bumping and grinding every night. But for the sake of your mental health, you have to stop it from happening. Your home should be your sanctuary, and the last thing you need is to hear other people flesh smashing into each other. So what you do is when they start, so should you, and make sure they hear you.
So, fun fact.
Okay.
For the first time in my life yesterday, I experienced something, and I want to share it with both of you.
Okay.
I was trying to fall asleep, and very lightly, I heard through my walls in my apartment, I've never, ever had this problem.
A baby.
No, a woman crying.
No, there was a baby. Yeah. Somebody's baby. They would not hush their baby from like 11 to like 2 in the morning. I've never had to experience somebody, like a neighbor in an apartment building having a baby.
Oh, you're nicer than I am. I would have banged on their door with a bat.
What do you do?
Well,
I've been
through this before with Gia, because she would get up at 11 and cry till 1. It's insane.
I know.
Sometimes you just have to let the baby cry itself to sleep.
Let the baby cry itself to sleep.
Unless it's bugging me.
I got a text from Miranda, who's a Friends of Benefits member. Says, Siri, I eat fast food every day, and I'm not sure it's good for me. Should I give it up, or what do you think I should do about that?
Okay. So you're wondering if eating fries and drinking soda every day might be having an adverse effect on your health. What an interesting insight. Thanks for joining us in the present. But no, you don't have to give it up. I'm really not sure how many times I have to explain this.
but there is such a thing called moderation. I know as Americans that concept is as foreign to us as the capital of Botswana, which by the way is Gaborone. How about rather than eating it very day, you eat it once a week. There you still get to enjoy the food, but you're eating it in, say it with me, moderation. See, isn't learning things fun?
Moderation. What's that?
So fun.
What's moderation?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes not eating Taco Bell not every day is an idea.
You know what? They have a new double chalupa at Taco Bell, and it is amazing.
All right, here we go. We have a question here from a Friends with Benefits member, Jacob Siri. I'm about to have a kid, and this might sound weird, but I'm worried about his shoes. Hilarious. I can't tie my shoes as an adult, so how will I teach him? You wear white sandals like Shady does.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, parents, when having kids, are typically concerned about the costs associated with college or the esoteric danger of in-laws to the development of their child.
Yes.
So your worries are either because you literally have no other problems in your life or you have some seriously f***ed up priorities. Let me put your mind at ease. How are you going to teach your son to tie his shoes? Simple? You're not. You can't tie your shoes as a grown man, so you have to skills to pass one. It's okay. It's not like Velcro shoes are too humiliating, right?
Velcro shoes are not humiliating.
They're the greatest thing in the world.
You could also
put on sandals.
Yeah. If I didn't have an like abstract love of boots, I would wear nothing but Velcro shoes.
You know they make Velcro and tie shoes together for kids.
Do they really?
Yes. Gia has a ton of
Velcro.
A ton of them.
The sound of Velcro for some reason, like in my ears, just makes me want to vomit. I don't know what
really?
It is. Velcro gets to me.
It makes me.
It's like
makes
nails
me,
on a chalkboard.
It turns me on, but then again, what doesn't?
You know what irks me is the paper.
I was just thinking about it.
You know, if you go to like a fast food joint and you have the straws and you have the paper and you take the paper off and people roll them into little balls, that drives me crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Spitballs.
That it means because they're sexually frustrated.
I get it. It's oral. Okay.
We all get it. We got a message here over Instagram from Denise. It says, Siri, I love to sleep, but I just can't take naps. I feel groggy and they kind of throw me off. Why is that, Siri?
Okay, this might be the first serious problem anyone has ever brought to me. Sleep is amazing and it really sucks when you are having trouble. Naps are tricky because you're right. They can throw off your whole day as an adult. It's probably the only way in which I'm jealous of kids. They walk off naps like champs. There is a way to get good at napping and it's the same way you get good at anything else. Practice. Take as many naps as you can. Don't worry about the effect it will have on your life. Sleep is amazing and should be cherished. Personally, I wish I could just be asleep forever. Although I think there is another name for that.
It's called, what is it? Kick in the bucket?
I can't wait.
Oh my God.
I have a problem.
Will I ever know what she went through?
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
I know.
No, you don't. It's not your fault.
You'd be so proud of him.
All around me are familiar faces.
Ah, what a lovely day it is this morning. Feeling good, feeling fine, feeling great. Hey, Siri, what's the forecast for today? It's cold, she says. High of 51. Ooh, burr. But I really don't want to strap on my Timbs, you know what I mean? I kind of just want to let it flow for the day. I want to wear sandals. I want to let my toes breathe. But it's too cold. So you know what? I think I'm going to have to wear socks, but I do not want to wear shoes. No, I will not wear shoes. I'm going to slip them on. Slip on the Air Jordan slippers. I get to work. You know what? Feeling fine. Feeling great. It's a lovely Tuesday morning. And then all of a sudden, my lovely co-host says, hey, what are those on your feet? What are those? Utter disgust. And I cry inside. I just wanted to wear socks with sandals.
Aw, poor Shady. Are you going to cry?
It's all about keeping the tatas healthy.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Raising awareness for breast cancer.
The Pink Power Hour.
Yes, indeed. We are in the hour of the Pink Power Hour, spreading awareness when it comes to breast cancer. Amazing survivors, Shady, that we've had on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I love getting out the community and finding these amazing survivors and having them share their stories to let them know that they're not alone.
Absolutely. Joan Cam Holtz, Justice for a Cure. She has been on our station. Sarah Case from Essence Boudoir Photography. She has been on. And I'm going to tell you, I'm very excited to have in our next guest. I met this beautiful lady when I was doing Girl Talk with Channel 57. She is amazing. She is a survivor and she owns an amazing company, six companies, by the way, six locations of the beautiful company. Julie Lombardo graces us today, CEO of of Capital Physical Therapy. Julie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hi, guys. Yay. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yes.
Appreciate it.
Again, when I heard your story, I was crying. I think I told you that. I don't know. Maybe you saw me crying on air on Girl Talk, but I was just taken back by what you do. So once again, you are a CEO of Capital Physical Therapy, and you're not just a therapist. You actually work with women and men who are breast cancer survivors.
Yes, that is true. So my story, if you don't mind me sharing, was back in 2015, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I went through 87 oncology visits, and I'm a women's health board certified women's health clinical specialist. And one thing that I did not have through my care was physical therapy. And that was very recognizable for me. So I said, you know, to our team, we need to be a group here in town that's providing this service for women. Breast cancer is 1 in 8 women. And so that's what we've done. I spent about a year really going out in the community and advocating for women and raising awareness that we can help get your physical life back after breast cancer.
It's important too, and as you said, you know, it's reaching out to those people and letting you know that they're there. As you said, so there wasn't any kind of physical therapy part of it before. Is that what you were saying?
I didn't have it during my care,
Got
and that
you.
Was a few years ago. But you know, when I say that, I don't want to give the message that I had any sort of bad care. I had incredible
right.
care. I think we are so lucky
Absolutely.
In this community to have just amazing medical care. It just happened to be a piece that was not a part of my care. And I,
sure.
as a physical therapist, I see life through that lens. So I wanted to make sure that I'm reaching out to the community and letting women know that we can help them.
Yeah, we had a young lady, Sarah, who was on the air. She said at the time when she was going through her breast cancer, she was in young 20s mom when she found
yes.
out. And she's like, Krista, there just wasn't all this resources that they have now.
Yes.
And awareness that, you know, speaking with other ladies who are going through the same thing. Now, with what you do, again, with Capital Physical Therapy, how exactly do you treat these ladies?
Yes.
Like, if I were to walk in
right.
and have this going on, how
right.
can you help me?
No, that's a great question, because everyone that goes through breast cancer starts at a different stage. Some people start with surgery, while other people may or may not have radiation. Some start with chemotherapy. And the treatments that we do are to help restore a person's physical self. So it depends on what stage you're at. So if you are a post-surgical patient, again, there's many different approaches. Some are of the breast, some are of the breast and the abdomen, some are, you know, where they take back tissue and they make a breast. And our job is then to help you gain your range of motion back, your strength back, your function back. We look for swelling in your arm. You know, if you're someone that's going through chemotherapy and radiation, those are treatments that cause a lot of cancer-related fatigue. They can cause numbness and tingling in your fingers and your toes. Those are treatments that we help with. You know, so, another thing with physical therapists, the treatments the medication that we're on as survivors are hormonally based. So they can have effects on the pelvic floor. They can have effects on bone health. And we, as physical therapists, are making sure that we are looking at a person comprehensively and making sure we're not missing any of those pieces. And I shared on, you know, when I had met you before,
right.
that we, on our team, we use our women's health physical therapist to help, you know, making sure that we're really comprehensive about treating the breast cancer head to toe.
That's amazing. As I said, mm-hmm. you really seem like you're on top of it now. Me and Chris have done a little research. You've won some awards for your work. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah.
Oh,
you guys are great.
A lot of love
Thank
here.
You.
Yes.
Yeah. So in 2017, I was the Relay for Life honorary survivor and keynote speaker. And then I was honored with the award of Women of Industry from In Business Magazine that for the innovative work I've done with cancer rehab. And I got a personal letter from Rebecca Clayfish, the lieutenant governor, as a fellow survivor. So that was Aww. Very rewarding, just thanking me for the work that I've been doing with the cancer population.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, like the most rewarding thing that I've done is actually touch the lives of a lot of different women and, mm-hmm. You know, hopefully made their life and their journey a little easier.
I mean, it's strong women like you in the community is why our community is such a great one. That's for sure.
For sure. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Julie, as a survivor, how long are we talking? How long have you been?
Oh, 3 years now.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations with that.
Thank you.
As a survivor, what is the hardest thing when you were told, Julie, you have breast cancer? Mm-hmm. Can you remember that moment in time?
Oh,
what
I
was
sure
going
do.
Through your head?
Yeah, you know, I remember I got a phone call. My husband and I were sitting in a parking lot. They ask you to, you know, be in a place that you can receive the news. And I couldn't even write it. So it's a very scary time. I think it's you're very unsure with what your plan will be. I think that's a very scary part. Again, everybody's course of care is very individualized. So that's the hard part is I think the scariest part is first getting diagnosed. And then the second, most nerve-wracking part is trying to figure out the plan that you're going to do. And that is a lot of conversations back and forth with your physicians and testing and things like that. That's very scary. My full care, of determining, went from about August to my first surgery was November. So that's a long time. And then I had another surgery in January where we finally found the pathology report that we had basically gotten to the end of it. Mm-hmm. So from August to January, it was a very unsettling time for me. And I think that's, where I can help with other women is helping them understand that that's normal, maybe ease some of that having been through it.
It's amazing. And, if there are other women out there that are breast cancer survivors and they're looking, they've just, gone through chemo and different things like that, how can they reach out to you for therapy and support?
Yeah, I take all of those phone calls. Anytime someone that has breast cancer that wants to have a conversation, they just call one of our offices and it gets routed to me. And I call them back. I've had lots and lots of conversations. Many times these women wind up being patients of ours, but sometimes they don't, and they just need someone to talk to, and is this normal, and that sort of thing. So I welcome those phone calls to this community.
Again, Julie Lombardo, CEO of Capital Physical Therapy. You are a survivor. You're a beautiful woman. You're an entrepreneur, and you're someone that is going through this. You understand, which I think is so awesome. I think the best of the best are people who are actually going through or have gone through something that you're compassionate about that. So,
yes. No, I appreciate you.
It's that deep lying understanding. Yeah. And as I said, it's strong women like you in the community that makes Madison such a great community. And we appreciate having you on today. Yep.
Thank you so much.
There you have it. Julie Lombardo, a beautiful survivor doing her thing each and every day, helping out our community, CEO of Capital Physical Therapy. Again, if you are looking for some help, as many of you are, with getting through this, we'll put up her information. And we so appreciate you coming in today.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for sharing.
It's Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Champs.